This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. TikTok's chief executive will face tough questions from lawmakers Thursday who are convinced the Chinese-owned short video app should be barred for being a potential national security threat to the United States. This as U.S. Congress is considering bipartisan legislation that would give President Joe Biden power to ban any foreign-based technology that poses a national security threat. At a White House briefing Wednesday, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby was asked if there was anything TikTok CEO could say to convince the White House that TikTok should not be banned.
I certainly am not going to get ahead of his testimony or how he wants to characterize his company. The president really, as you rightly noted, has been very consistent about our concerns in terms of big tech and particularly some social media applications, and that includes TikTok.
TikTok has 150 million users in the U.S., but is under increasing pressure from U.S. officials concerned about data security and user safety. Ukrainian troops will launch a long-awaited counterassault very soon, now that Russia's huge winter offensive is losing steam, without taking Bakhmut. This is according to Ukraine's top ground forces commander on Thursday. Troops have been on the defensive for 4 months. Meanwhile, Slovakia has handed over the first of four MiG-29 jets it has pledged to donate to Ukraine, with the rest of the planes to be delivered in the coming weeks, the Slovak Defense Ministry said on Thursday. Conversely, Finland's defense minister on Thursday said he did not want to donate Hornet fighter jets to Ukraine, adding they're needed to secure their own country. For more on these and any of the stories you're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in the western U.S. state of Colorado say the 17-year-old student accused of shooting two faculty members at his Denver high school on Wednesday has been found dead. The body of Austin Lyle was found near his abandoned vehicle in a remote area outside of Denver. Authorities say Lyle shot the faculty members as they were searching him for weapons as part of a safety plan designed specifically for him based on previous issues with his behavior. A new report finds more than 100,000 people have been injured around the world since 2015 by crowd control weapons. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Police firing tear gas in Paris last week as demonstrators protested the French government's proposed pension reforms. Physicians for Human Rights and the International Network of Civil Liberties Organizations have documented that at least 119,000 people have been injured by tear gas and other chemical irritants since 2015. Another 2,000 suffered injuries from less lethal impact projectiles. The report calls for bans of rubber bullets and of multi-projectile devices in all crowd control settings, and tighter restrictions on weapons that may be used indiscriminately, such as tear gas, acoustic weapons, and water cannons, which in some cases have been loaded with dyes and chemical irritants. I'm Ben Thomas.
One person was injured Wednesday when a rare tornado touched down in a suburb of Los Angeles, California. The sound of a car alarm triggered by the intense storm was captured by a weather tracker, identified as IDK Leroy. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say it was the strongest tornado to hit the Los Angeles area since March 1983. An experimental rocket made almost entirely of 3D-printed parts blasted off Wednesday night from the U.S. spaceport in Florida, but the flight did not last long. VOA's Richard Green explains.
Shortly after separation of the rocket's first stage, the upper stage ignited briefly before shutting down, sending the vehicle crashing into the Atlantic Ocean. The rocket was built by privately owned Relativity Space. Most of the rocket, including its 9 engines, were built by the company's huge 3D printers at its California plant. It would have been the first rocket launched into orbit fueled by liquid methane. Relativity Space is among a number of new privately owned space companies that have been created following the success of Elon Musk's SpaceX, which has been sending cargo and crew to the International Space Station. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
And recapping our top story, TikTok's chief executive is at this moment sitting before a panel to talk about TikTok and its potential national security threat. Diane Roberts, VOA News.